from alert lists to attack paths, CTEM for AWS, Teams. A cloud security scan that returns 4,000 findings is not telling you what an attacker will do next. Continuous threat exposure management reframes the work around the handful of chains that actually reach your crown jewels. Here is what CTEM means in an AWS environment. Run any capable posture scanner against a real AWS estate, and it will hand you a number that means almost nothing. Thousands of findings, sorted by a severity label that treats every high the same. The team dutifully works the list from the top, closes what it can, and watches it refill by the next scan. Meanwhile, the actual risk, the specific sequence of three or four misconfigurations that an attacker could chain into control of a critical database, sits somewhere in the middle of the pile, indistinguishable from a high-severity finding on a resource nobody can reach. This is the failure that Continuous Threat Exposure Management, or CTEM, exists to correct. It is not a product you buy, but a program you run, a structured way of continuously asking not what is wrong, but what is exploitable, from where, toward what that matters. The shift sounds subtle and is actually profound. It moves the security team from grinding an infinite list of defects to defending a finite set of paths. For AWS teams drowning in native findings they cannot possibly action, it is the most useful mental model to adopt this year. On diagram, a flat severity list contrasted with a chained attack path reaching a crown jewel. Why the severity list fails? Severity is a property of a finding, not of your risk. A CVSS score, or a high label, describes how bad a defect is in the abstract. On a hypothetical system, under worst-case assumptions, it knows nothing about whether the affected resource is reachable, whether it holds anything valuable, or whether compensating controls neuter it. Two findings with identical severity can carry wildly different real risk, and a queue sorted by severity buries that difference completely. Findings in isolation hide the combinations that matter. An open security group is a medium concern. An over-permissioned instance role is a medium concern. An unpatched service is a medium concern. Chained together on the same reachable host, they are a direct route from the internet to your data, and no per-finding severity captures that the whole is far more dangerous than the sum of its parts. Attackers think in chains. A list that scores defects independently is structurally blind to exactly the thing the adversary is looking for. Volume itself is the vulnerability. When a scanner returns thousands of findings, the practical result is not that everything gets fixed, but that prioritization becomes arbitrary. The team burns its limited capacity on whatever floated to the top, which is rarely what matters most, and the genuinely dangerous chain survives because it never announced itself as special. Alert fatigue is not a morale problem, it is a security control failure with a body count. What CTEM actually is, it is a continuous program in five stages. The framework that popularized CTEM defines it as a repeating cycle rather than a one-time assessment. The stages are scoping, discovery, prioritization, validation, and mobilization, and the word that matters most is continuous. Exposure is assessed on an ongoing loop because a cloud estate changes faster than any point-in-time audit can track. CTEM is the discipline of running that loop deliberately instead of scanning once a quarter and hoping. Scoping defines what you are actually defending. The cycle begins not with tools, but with a decision about what matters. Which systems, data stores, and business functions constitute the crown jewels whose compromise would genuinely hurt? This step is unglamorous and frequently skipped, and skipping it is why so many programs default to everything is critical, which is the same as nothing being critical. Scope is what gives every later stage a direction. Discovery and prioritization turn assets into ranked exposure. Discovery enumerates the assets in scope and their weaknesses, including misconfigurations and excessive permissions, not just software vulnerabilities. Prioritization then ranks those weaknesses by the risk they pose to the scope crown jewels, which is where attack path analysis earns its place. The exposures that sit on a viable path to something valuable rank above the ones that do not, regardless of raw severity. Validation and mobilization make it real. Validation asks whether a prioritized exposure is genuinely exploitable, confirming that the theoretical path would actually work rather than assuming it. Mobilization is the organizational half, ensuring that what validation confirms is routed to an owner who can fix it with the process and buy-in to act. A finding that is discovered, prioritized, and validated but never mobilized is just better documented risk. Attack paths in an AWS environment. The graph is built from resource relationships, not a flat inventory. In AWS, attack path analysis means modeling how resources connect and how permissions flow, which subnets and security groups expose which instances, which roles can be assumed from where, which identities can reach which data stores, and how a foothold on one resource translates into reach over another. The raw material is native and readable. The configuration of EC2, security groups, load balancers, IAM, S3, and the databases behind them, but the value is in the edges between nodes, not the nodes themselves. IAM is where the interesting paths hide. Network exposure gets the attention, but the most dangerous edges in a mature AWS estate are identity edges, a role that can be assumed more broadly than intended, a policy that grants a privilege escalation primitive, a principle that can read a secret that unlocks another account. Modeling who can become what and what that lets them reach surfaces the chains that pure network analysis misses entirely. A path to nothing is not a path. The discipline that separates attack path analysis from another finding generator is that a path only counts when it terminates at something in scope. An exposed instance that leads only to an empty test bucket is noise. The same exposure that leads through two hops to the production customer database is the finding the whole program exists to surface. Anchoring paths to the scoped crown jewels is what keeps the output finite and actionable. Adopting the mindset without boiling the ocean, start by naming three crown jewels, not by buying a tool. The highest leverage first move costs nothing. Write down the three data stores or systems whose compromise would be a genuinely bad day and agree on them with the business. Everything downstream gets sharper once that list exists, because is this exposure on a path to one of these three is a question a team can actually answer, where is this high severity is a question that never ends. Reframe your existing findings as edges. You likely already collect the raw material through native AWS services. The shift is analytical, not a wholesale retooling. Stop asking each finding, how severe are you, and start asking, what does exploiting you let an attacker reach next? Even done manually for a handful of critical paths, this reframing changes which findings the team fixes first. Validate before you mobilize. Before routing an exposure to an owner is urgent, confirm the path is real, that the network reachability holds, that the role can actually be assumed, that the permission genuinely grants what it appears to. Nothing erodes the security team's credibility faster than escalating a theoretical chain that a compensating control already breaks. Validation is what lets you say, fix this first, and be believed. Run it as a loop, not a project. The estate changes daily, so an attack path that did not exist last week appears when a new instance launches with a broad role attached. CTEM is valuable precisely because it is continuous, and the organizations that get the most from it are the ones that treat exposure assessment as a standing operational rhythm rather than an annual event. The takeaway: the instinct to fix the most findings is the instinct to be busy, and it is exactly the wrong optimization. An attacker does not need you to have few defects, only to have one viable chain to something valuable, and they will find it in the middle of your list while you work the top. CTEM inverts the priority. It starts from what you are protecting, works backward through the paths that reach it, and spends scarce remediation capacity on the exposures that break those paths. For AWS teams, the good news is that the data required already flows from native services. What is usually missing is the framing, the deliberate move from counting findings to defending paths. Make that shift, name what you are actually protecting, and the impossible list of thousands resolves into the handful of chains that were the real risk all along. Cloud Defender models the relationships across your AWS resources and identities, not just isolated findings, so the exposures that sit on a live path to your crown jewels rise to the top instead of getting lost in a flat severity list.